I thought you didn't have any initiation before.
That was also Brahm, his disciple. He gave me. And I found also the miracle in that master. And all the masters which I have become a disciple carry on their teaching in Surabaya, like Raja
so
Yoga.
Different.
You have got in here.
You're
in Singapore.
You're selling yourself out.
Raja Yoga. No, I want to explain this, that the Raja Yoga.
You are making yourself trouble. I tried to save him, but I cannot. No, they don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what
Raja Yoga. That is my fourth master. Fifth master also came in Surabaya. That is from the Anand.
I think she's trying to help you.
The sixth master is the Supreme Master Chingai.
So there's no difference between any of the masters. So why have you collected so many masters?
Because I was not knowing the Supreme Master. I knew her only in 1902. And before then, from 1982, I've been come in contact. Therefore, I took them as my masters.
Understand. You see, you must understand the Indian people's mind. They never degrade any master at all. But they will know which one they choose. They might take it, and then, but they, if they're not satisfied, they search. Because the so-called teachers are sometimes different from masters. Yeah, sometimes they have taught philosophy, and they tell you to keep the precepts. Sometimes, like Buddhist monks, they also kui yi, refuse, take refuse. But then they never ever say anything about the famous teachers or masters. Understand? Whether it's not their teacher or it is their teacher. Because they are afraid of offending God. Yes. But they will take one master as their own, personal. And that they themselves know. But they would never, degrade the other masters or other teachers. Whether they are high level or low level, they do not talk about that. Okay? So if you want to bore into the ground, want him to ascertain to you that which master is higher than the other, he would never do that. So don't waste your time. Is that right, brother? Is that right? Yeah.
Don't you think this is also the miracle? I've been called by master to sit here. I did not know it half an hour before that I will be in front of you. So this is... everything is predicated, everything is pre-arranged. We have to only follow. But if our understanding is pure, that means we met with the good people. If our understanding or our characters are not of spiritualism, then we follow in the wrong way. Therefore, the master always protects the disciples. I also seek your blessing because on the 14th of March, I will be 67 years old, and I hope that the next time, if I happen to come to Singapore, I will see to all my so many brothers.
You still want to follow me and be my secretary at 67 years old? Very brave. Don't you want to say something? Defend for him, otherwise he's helpless.
Can I ask a question, my fellow brother? Now, would you agree with me and concur with me that of all the masters you have met, our Supreme Master is the greatest of all?
I cannot say like that because this is also...
It's a personal question.
Don't
push him. All right. Personal question. But when you come to his house, you will see the answer. All right? It's very personal. Yes.
Master... Question was asked about Sai Baba earlier. How do you personally feel about him?
You asking me?
Yes.
Why? Why do you ask me about somebody else's?
No, because a lot of deliberation about him earlier here about his magic power. And I know as a master, how do you feel about that?
I feel nothing. I have enough to do with my own work and my disciples. Why do I have to interfere with somebody else's work? Huh? If you like information about him, you go to his center, his people, and get all the information you need. If you want to follow him, he's in India, available, young, beautiful, and miraculous. Now I think you should learn to respect all the masters and the teachers, yes, but choose whatever master that is suitable for your taste, your logic, your intellect, and who's available to you, all right? Yeah? Mm. We don't know who's the master, who's not. Forget all about this. We don't go shopping, okay? And we don't list the name of who's the best master or not. It's a very personal. For example, there are one or two other masters who also teach the Kuan Yin method, right? And very famous, more famous than I am. They were already famous before I was born, yes. But then he didn't follow. It probably is a personal affinity. You understand? Not that these masters don't teach the same, but also he has his own taste, and he looks into people's eyes and he sees who is who. He can see that. So it's a very personal question. I don't push him to admit to you who is better than who. May not be better. We're all equal in God's eyes, and we have wisdom inside. We all have the Supreme Master inside. The best business for you to do is quickly find that master, and don't ask for any other thing. Okay? But you see, our brother here, he's a little bit too young for his age now. So sometimes you ask him, he didn't really quite get your question. Probably because the mentality is different. You see, you're more young, enthusiastic, curious, yeah? And your differentiation and discrimination are very sharp. He hasn't this kind of mind. He's like a child, you know? If you pose before him and say, I'm the master, he will bow to you. So don't bother asking him of all these very sharp questions. I need to know what you mean. Indian people are very simple in their heart, very pure. Most of them, yeah, I don't say all of them, but most of them are like that. And anyhow, but I can assure you that he believes in our path, and he just follows me, okay? So don't worry that he had confusion in his head. He doesn't. He just worships all the masters, like all of the Indians do. But he chooses one for his personal development, yes, and that's how you do also, okay? Yeah. Is that right, brother? Yes. When you come to his place, you see all the photos of all the masters, but your master photo is different, yeah? And with fresh flowers, fruits, candles, yeah? And in his meditation room, the photo of your master is dominating. That means that is his master. And the other master, he worships, he respects, but doesn't belong to them. So don't get confused that he knows so many masters and then he worships everybody the same. No, he worships them, but he has one. Just like you like many beautiful girls, but you have only one girl. Yeah. One wife. Huh? All right? Yes, it's different. You cannot say other girls are not beautiful. But you love only one. And you know that one is only for you. Okay? Sometimes you see many photos in the newspaper, beautiful movie star, you cut them, and plaster on your wall. But the photo of your girl is different, huh? Even if you don't put it on the wall, you put it on the wall, it's different, huh? Right? So don't mind. Brother, they want to learn from you more, but you don't know what to say. So,
Mr. Narayan is a very humble man. His door always open for all kind of practitioners. He treats them as gods.
Yeah. So that's Indian people mentality. Very pure.
The atmosphere in his bookstore, in his house, is so beautiful, so sincere. Before we went to his house, and he received one poster, master's poster. That time we was trying to also do the same thing, spread the news in Indonesia for master's lecture. But since Mr. Allen received this poster, he respects master so much. He has no any discrimination about the nationality of the people. He just respects master so much and immediately set up offering table,
altar
yeah. with flowers, with fruits, with candles. The other master's pictures, no.
But you don't say that.
I speak the truth only. I speak the truth. Can I finish first?
请问你可以讲华语吗？
等一下。
那没有人翻译给他们听啊?
We prepared the English translation.
Oh.
So. So, first English, okay. Okay, so, Mr. Dhanaran just keep calling our house, saying that he would like to invite Master to his bookstore. And I say, well, you know, our schedule is full, so I cannot promise you. And you know what Mr. Dhanaran do? He keep praying all night long, non-stop, praying, you know. So Master cannot sleep all night, just walking in the house all night because somebody praying so eagerly, you know, cannot stop. So Master say, I got to go to his house next day.
And we already refused. Yeah. And they didn't tell me that he called. Nothing at all. But I said, I got to go to that Indian man's house. Otherwise, I go mad. So early in the morning, I told him like that, and then we went to his house. Yeah.
Actually, that day we have the initiation, many things to do. Yeah. And Master have to urgent do everything. Because his sincerity was wholehearted, 100%, nothing else. Pure, you know, eager to see Master, to treat Master as a guard in his house. So that day, Mr. Dhanaran called me again that morning. He said, what should I do? Only I can invite Master to my house. Whatever you want me to do, I do it. Okay, tell me, please. You know, I said, okay, I asked Master. And then suddenly Master arrived at Mr. Naran's house. Oh, I think that's the moment full of joys. I cannot describe in your heart, I think. I cannot describe your own feelings. And when we arrived, we see Master's picture with flowers, with candles, and fruit offering there. We feel so touched. And he prepared a chair there and a cushion on the floor. It seems like any time he's waiting for the highest God to come to his house. And that day, he just keep, you know, invite Master to sit in that chair and treat us with all his heart. I feel so warm and so touched. And he say one thing after initiation. He say to me, he say, I can tell many things from people's eyes. From Master's eyes, I only feel giving, love, giving, all giving, never receive, never ask anything in return. And he said the right thing. That's what Master always does for us. Never ask anything to return, just gives. I just tell the truth, you know. You just see Master one or two times only. And he keeps this spiritual path for a long time, so that's why he can tell directly to the point. That's what I want to say only. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.